Russia bans 100 Canadians, including Jim Carrey, Handmaid's Tale author Margaret Atwood. By Paul Bois on November 15, 2022. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced the ban on 100 Canadians on Monday, including famous faces like actor Jim Carrey and The Handmaid's Tale author Margaret Atwood. Russia's Foreign Ministry announced Monday that 100 Canadians have been added to the list of people banned from entering the country in response to sanctions against Russia by Canada, reported the Associated Press. A ministry statement said author Margaret Atwood, actor Jim Carrey and Amy Knight were on the banned list. The ministry added that the ban stemmed from the individual's involvement in the formation of Canada's aggressively anti-Russian course. Prohibited from entering hashtag Russia. Books banned in hashtag USA. Gee, this 83-year-old granny, me must be some threat. Will it be the hashtag polonium tea or what? Tweeted Atwood in response to the ban. Dang. Jim Carrey and I had planned a little naughty weekend getaway in Moscow. Guess it will have to be Kyiv instead, she said in another tweet. Jim Carrey responded, I'm afraid the worst has happened. We're banned from Russia, but the problems of 100 Canadians don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. We'll always have Paris. Here's looking at you, kid. The Russian Foreign Ministry also announced a ban on actors Sean Penn, Ben Stiller, and several U.S. senators this past September, accusing them of hostile actions toward the country following its invasion of Ukraine earlier this year. The hostile actions of the American authorities, which continue to follow a Russophobic course, destroying bilateral ties and escalating confrontation between Russia and the United States, will continue to be resolutely rebuffed, the announcement. Stiller and Penn were banned on a permanent basis alongside Senators Mark Kelly, Diaz, Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, Kevin Cramer, RND, Michael Rounds, RSD, Rick Scott, RFL, and Pat Toomey, RPA. As many as 1,073 names have been placed on Russia's so-called stop list, according to Fox News. Sean Penn has been heavily critical of Russia since the start of its invasion of Ukraine to the point of openly considering taking up arms against Vladimir Putin. If you've been in Ukraine, fighting has to cross your mind. And you kind of think, what century is this? Because I was at the gas station in Brentwood the other day and I'm now thinking about taking up arms against Russia? What the fuck is going on? He said in April. Penn added that his desire to fight against Russia stemmed from his curiosity about the devastations of war. If you have seen war, and I've seen a little bit of it, there's a rite of passage while you are in or near it that has to do with some basic questions you ask yourself: how would I react? Could I keep enough oxygen in my brain to make clear judgments? Are you going to be damaged by being in a war, emotionally or psychologically? He said. Ben Stiller, on the other hand, visited Ukraine at the height of the conflict and hailed President Volodymyr Zelensky as an inspiring leader. You're my hero, Stiller reportedly told Zelensky during his visit. What you've done, the way that you've rallied the country, the world, it's really inspiring.